It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Washington State grows 70% of the apples in the United States, and most of those apples are Red Delicious. But Americans don't really buy Red Delicious apples anymore. Only half of the 2016 crop has been sold, and the majority of those have gone overseas. Most American shoppers like other varieties. The Honeycrisp, the Gala, the Pink Lady. So apple growers are changing things up. They're planting a new variety, the Cosmic Crisp apple, a breed that has developed at Washington State University. NPR's food reporter Dan Charles has been out in the orchards of Wenatchee reporting on the first Cosmic Crisp trees going into the ground. Charles told Jeannie Yandel that growers are making a pretty big bet on Cosmic Crisp.
They're spending a lot of money to tear out old trees, put in new trees. The trees are expensive. The trellises are expensive. It's, you know, like $50,000 an acre to plant these things. And nobody in a supermarket has actually ever picked up a Cosmic Crisp apple. So nobody, here, I got a little prop. Nobody has actually walked into a supermarket and seen this exact apple. I'm holding in my hands a Cosmic Crisp that
wow.
I got through secret, you know, channels. But this is the apple. Nobody knows if anybody actually likes it yet.
How are the growers themselves feeling about taking that risk?
Well, you know, there's risks of not doing it, too. There are a lot of apple growers in Washington State who are growing Red Delicious apples, often shipping them overseas because Americans aren't really buying them much anymore. They're getting lousy prices. So, you know, they have a sort of a money-losing deal at the moment. So a lot of them have been looking for a new, you know, a new variety to sort of to grab a hold of, you know, a train to jump on, which will take them to prosperity. And some of them have not managed to kind of get into the clubs that grow some of the, you know, spiffy new varieties that you see in the grocery store. This one, everybody can plant. People say it's a great apple. They're hoping it's going to be really popular. This is the new wave that they can ride.
Dan Charles, you're holding this apple. You're gesturing with it. What does it look like? What does the Cosmic Crisp apple look like?
Well, take a look at it. Okay. So it's pretty red. I mean, one side of it is actually quite dark red. It looks like a kind of a Red Delicious.
I honestly thought you were pulling a Red Delicious apple out of your pocket when you first did that.
But it's rounder. It's got these kind of yellow speckles on it, which that's where the Cosmic comes from.
They're apparently supposed to look like stars, right?
It's supposed to look like sort of bright shining stars in a dark red night sky. The one parent of this apple is a Honeycrisp, which we all... Well, many people know and love and pay lots of money for. The other parent is less well known. It's called Enterprise. The great characteristics of this apple, you know, you bite into and it's got that sort of crack, you know, that crispness from Honeycrisp. It's a little more tart than, say, a Honeycrisp or a Fuji, but it's also got a lot of sugar too. So it's supposed to, you know, really be a winner when it comes to what people taste when they bite into it. But it's also a lot easier to grow than, say, Honeycrisp. So the growers are pretty excited because this apple promises to be one that they will get, you know, lots of boxes out of the orchard compared to Honeycrisp, which has been difficult for many of them.
You said that supposedly the Cosmic Crisp apple has this great flavor. Have you tried this apple yet?
I have tried it.
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah. But everybody's different, right? So everybody is going to have a different reaction to this taste. And will it be the super winner that people are willing to pay a dollar extra for or even $2 extra for the way they do with Honeycrisp? That's the big hope, you know, because considering the money that people are putting into like growing this variety, it's got to be a premium apple. They can't sell this for gala prices and make money. This has got to be up closer to Honeycrisp for it to be worth the bet, really.
Wow. So even if someone was willing to pay gala prices for this new apple, that still doesn't mean that this risk pays off for all these growers in Washington State.
No, gala prices are not enough. I mean, gala prices are more kind of run-of-the-mill prices. That's like the second biggest variety grown in Washington State, still behind Red Delicious, which is still number one after all these years. This one, though, is taking off so fast. This is like the fastest launch in history of any apple variety ever.
Why?
Well, because of these two factors. It seems like a great apple, And this is the one that anybody can order. Anybody can sort of get in on this train. And people have been looking for something new to plant. So this spring, there's only limited quantities available, fewer than a million trees. But every tree that growers can get their hands on is going into the ground. Next spring, you know, there's this huge scale up because the nurseries now have more what they call budwood available to graft onto rootstock to make new trees to put in the ground. Next spring, 5 million trees, 5 million cosmic crisp trees are going to go into the ground. Millions more the following year. It's really like overnight, this is going to be a pretty major new variety. Never happened before.
And all of those trees are going in the ground here in Washington State, right?
They can only go into the ground here in Washington State. So this variety was developed by researchers at Washington State University, which means two things. One is they do kind of have an obligation to make it available to any grower who wants to grow it here in Washington State. It is a public institution, after all. They are paying royalties. You know, they're treating it like sort of a, you know, they're treating it like intellectual property, which it is. Washington State University is getting royalties from this thing. But they are letting any grower in Washington State grow it. But they're saying only growers in Washington State are allowed to grow it. So that's another reason why it's so popular here. They feel like, okay, this is our apple. You know, other growers, other apple, you know, other orchardists in Michigan and New York State and whatnot, they can't get their hands on it yet.
I'm talking with NPR food reporter Dan Charles about the Cosmic Crisp Apple. And if you haven't bought one of those apples yet, that's because they're not available in grocery stores yet. This is a new variety of apple developed here in Washington State for the near future anyway. Only growers in Washington State are going to be able to grow Cosmic Crisp apples. And I want to unpack some of what you've said about just the industry of growing apples in the United States. How did we get to a point where some varieties are overwhelmingly popular? We see all of these different varieties in the store, but growers have to figure out what's worth growing and what's not worth growing. How did we get here?
Well, years ago, there was basically one apple. There was the American apple. It was the red, delicious apple, the one you saw, you know, iconically in, you know, magazines and whatnot. You still see it in the stores. And then a combination of things happened. New varieties came on the market that were just better, right? And they were different. And the thing that really changed the industry was Honeycrisp. There was no big marketing campaign behind Honeycrisp. It came out of the University of Minnesota. But just the word of mouth, you know, carried that thing to enormous popularity. It was hard to grow. Supplies were limited for quite a while, but people were paying for the apple industry extraordinary prices for this thing. So it kind of woke up the whole industry to the idea that consumers would actually pay extra for a particular variety that they wanted. And that just sort of unleashed this whole sort of wave of like marketing and sort of intellectual property control to sort of capture the benefits of these new varieties and also plant breeding and introducing new varieties into the marketplace that they hoped would, you know, like be the next Honeycrisp. There has not yet been a next Honeycrisp. The Washington State industry hopes that this is.
Can I try the apple?
No. This is the only apple. This is the only apple, the only Cosmic Crisp apple I have, and I want to take it home with me to show my wife.
Fair enough. I'll just assume. It looks delicious, so I'll just assume that it also tastes delicious. Thank you so much, Dan Charles.
Thanks for having me.
Dan Charles is NPR's food reporter, and he told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel about the Cosmic Crisp Apple, a new variety developed at Washington State University. It'll show up in stores in the fall of 2019. And you know, last year we talked with one of the WSU researchers who developed the Cosmic Crisp, Kate Evans, and we're tweeting out a link to that interview right now at KUOW.